Red FM. David, 8-7 in the end this morning, and I suppose all week people have been predicting a big win for New Zealand. Not as straightforward as most people thought, though.
No, Joe, and I suppose thanks for the God as well, because this World Cup needed a match like this. I suppose you could say it nearly rescued us, because up to now it was kind of a dour, predictable, dull affair. But look, again, today's final was absolutely magnificent. You know, it was rugby really in the purest form that you're going to get. And like, as I say, thanks to the God, France turned up to the party, because if the game had been won by 30 or 40 points, you know, it would have just added to what was, again, I'd say a dull competition. And in fairness to France, you know, they answered a lot of critics. They shut up a lot of people, especially back home. And they really came within whiskers, spoiling the biggest party that New Zealand were ever going to have.
And just so typical of France, though, isn't it? I mean, terrible all competition, will bar the England game, but they go out there today and they almost cause a massive upset.
Yeah, Joe, and I suppose it's I'm glad New Zealand won the game. I think they deserve it. They've gone through the competition unbeaten. They set out their stall from the first game right up to the last second in the final, and they really, really deserve it. France, on the other foot, you know they've been poor. They've been you know, great in patches, but only a shadow really of their former selves. And everybody knows what France and French rugby can do. But throughout the World Cup, really, they didn't deserve to win this final. And I think New Zealand are certainly worthy winners of it.
And I suppose just looking at the game, the opening stages, in a way, I thought New Zealand looked quite nervous. Do you think France should have maybe capitalised a bit more earlier on?
I don't think so. I think New Zealand, look, they're the best team in the world without a shadow of a doubt. They have the strongest squad and have been number one in the world for the last, you know, as long as the rankings have come out. So, like, if you look at the statistics through the game, you see Perry Weepu missed, what was it, 8 points in the first half, which really reflected the dominance of the All Blacks. Yes, they were nervous. Yes, they dropped a few passes, but that's to be expected. I mean, the weight of a nation really was on them. Like, they're waiting 24 years for this to come around, for this day to come around, and like, there was going to be nerves involved. And I think that's a sign, you know, it only adds to the actual occasion that when they won the game today, that they were able to deal with that pressure. I mean, they went through, they ended up with their fourth choice out half on the field, and that is just immense. I mean, if you look at it over here, but that in terms of O'Gara and Sexton, and who do you have after that? You're looking at the unknown in that situation, and that's literally what these guys were. They were unknown, and for these guys to be playing in a World Cup final was just, you know, it must be... Their third choice out half was skateboarding a few weeks ago up the country, and he got a phone call to come down and play in the semi-final of the World Cup. So look, again, it's their character that shone through today, and you know, they really wanted this, and they certainly deserved it.
And you touched on it there, like, I suppose New Zealand, especially the semi-final against Australia, real complete performance, attacking and defending. But today, they really had to win it ugly, and it was a real tournament win, wasn't it? They just had to get the win, and maybe the performance overall wasn't really as important. They ground it out.
No, I mean, if you look at it in terms of the second half, there was absolutely no structure to their play whatsoever. They were just playing literally whatever popped up in front of them. There was no composure. There was no set piece. Their line-out fell apart. And they just literally, you know, patched up their team, got on with the job. And again, like the likes of Richie McCaw and Brad Thorne, these guys, they just led from the front. And, you know, they went through the pain barrier today. And these guys would be sore, you know, for months to come after this game. You know, Richie McCaw, there's talks from that's probably been his last game. He's literally held together by super glue at this stage. And here's a guy who played with an infected screw in his foot from an old injury. For the last 4 or 5 weeks, hasn't trained really with the team, just gone literally hobbled from game to game, you know. And his reward today was lifting that bit of gold, and you know, again, it's fully and truly deserved.
And I suppose it was nice to see Tony Woodcock get the try as well. Like, he's been a real servant for them, and I suppose nice to see him go over and get an all important try in the World Cup final as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was textbook. That was something they practiced on the field, and it was noticeable when the camera shot up to the coaches in their little box, that they knew that was a training field move, and it came off, and it was the occasion was superb. And for him to score this, right, I think he's the second prop forward ever to score in a World Cup. That's something that will either make the man or break him, because he'd be given points in every single pub he goes into now. so the party will go on for New Zealand again and again and again. I just keep on saying it's fully, fully deserved.